Today should be a very important day for the NBA. That's your lead story for this morning's Buzzcast. It's Thursday. It's June 4th. I'm Abe Madcore. Yes, we will likely see the roadmap for the return of the NBA sometime today. The Board of Governors expected to approve a single-site 22-team format to return to play during a conference call scheduled for around 12:30 today. Subsequent approval for the plan will be required by the Players Association. Now, the league is bringing 22 teams instead of 30 because of safety concerns, but they increased the amount of teams to going to Orlando from the 16 playoff teams to 22 because they wanted a little bit more financial benefit from having a play-in tournament for the final seeds and just adding a little bit more excitement. So the 22 teams will play at the ESPN Wide World of Sports complex just outside Orlando. Teams will begin training at team sites in July and advance to full training camps in Orlando later this month. There is a lot still to be determined. All the stories I've seen today show that no real guidance has been given on testing or some other return to play protocols. Meanwhile, it should be noted that yesterday, Florida's Department of Health confirmed 1,300 additional cases of COVID-19. It was the state's highest total since April 17th. So we don't seem to get a sense of any plateau of COVID-19 cases in Florida where the NBA is returning. Meanwhile, TNT will air a live edition of Inside the NBA tonight at 8 o'clock. And our John Aran reported last night that TV executives expect to sit down with the NBA next week to begin to figure out which games each network will produce. But this could be really exciting. The format could be really engaging. And all signs indicate that a plan to return to play for the NBA will be announced later today. Meanwhile, for the WNBA, they're focused on one site as well. They're reportedly focused on MGM Resorts in Las Vegas and the IMG Academy in Florida. Those are the top candidates to be the one host of the WNBA's return to play. Meanwhile, Major League Soccer, good news. Labor and management averted any type of labor issues. They announced a new collective bargaining agreement yesterday. It was ratified. It runs through 2025. It also includes some provisions to return to play this year. They will also return to play in Orlando. Meanwhile, Commissioner Don Garber said that MLS will collectively take about a $1 billion hit in revenue as it relates to COVID-19. So we've talked about the major impact on Major League Soccer throughout the Buzzcast over the last 3 months, Garber confirming a collective hit of $1 billion. But the good news is they've got a deal. Now they'll return to play. Now they'll focus on the return to play plan in Orlando. What league does not have a deal? That's right, Major League Baseball. It has rejected the union's counterproposal for a 114-game regular season. And our Eric Prisbo reports that management is not planning to make a counterproposal of its own. But what it has been discussing are two scenarios. Do they shorten the regular season to 45 to 60 games and pay players the prorated salaries for the number of games played, which is what the players want? Or do the owners go with an 82-game regular season, which it initially proposed, but have a sliding scale of compensation for players? So baseball right now kind of in a holding pattern. It looks like it's management's move next, but no clear signs on what their proposal will be. Meanwhile, good news for teams in Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday announced his third phase of reopening Texas businesses, allowing them to operate at 50% capacity, effective immediately. That increases capacity from 25% to 50%. Abbott's initial plan was 25%. So this latest order can bring professional and college sports that are played outdoors from 25% capacity to 50% capacity at their stadium. And finally, I want to note and shout out and hat tip to two members of SBJ's 40 Under 40 Club. I called it an athletic director trade of 40 Under 40 winners. Temple Athletic Director Pat Kraft has agreed to become the new athletic director at Boston College, according to multiple sources reporting yesterday. Kraft is an SBJ 40 Under 40 honoree in 2016. And yes, who does he replace? Martin Jarman. Martin went from BC to UCLA nearly 2 weeks ago. Martin Jarman is a two-time honoree of SBJ's 40 under 40, the most recently in 2019. So good news for our SBJ 40 under 40 alumni, and congratulations to Patrick Kraft and Martin Jarman. So that is your morning buzzcast. Today will be an interesting day. Keep your eyes on Sports Business Daily all day for more news about the NBA's return to action. I'm Abe Madcore. Stay safe, stay healthy, be good to each other, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.